Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
On Saturdays, I like to share a poem that's caught my attention during the week. This week's poem is For Fear of Feeble Man by Johann Joseph Winckler, translated into English by John Wesley. Shall I, for fear of feeble man, the spirit's course in me restrain? Or, undismayed in deed and word, be a true witness for my Lord? Awed by a mortal's frown, shall I conceal the word of God Most High? How then before thee shall I dare to stand, or how thine anger bear? Shall I, to soothe the unholy throng, soften thy truths and smooth my tongue, to gain earth's gilded toys, or flee the cross endured, my God, by thee? What then is he whose scorn I dread, whose wrath or hate makes me afraid? A man, an heir of death, a slave to sin, a bubble on the wave? Yea, let men rage, since thou wilt spread thy shadowing wings around my head, since in all pain thy tender love will still my sure refreshment prove. Savior of men, thy searching eye doth all my inmost thoughts descry. Doth aught on earth my wishes raise, or the world's pleasures, or its praise? The love of Christ doth me constrain to seek the wandering souls of men, with cries, entreaties, tears, to save, to snatch them from the gaping grave. For this let men revile my name. No cross I shun, I fear no shame. All hail, reproach, and welcome, pain. Only thy terrors, Lord, restrain. My life, my blood, I here present. If for thy truth they may be spent, fulfill thy sovereign counsel, Lord. Thy will be done, thy name adored. Give me thy strength, O God of power. Then let winds blow or thunders roar. Thy faithful witness will I be. 'Tis fixed, I can do all through thee.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.